Okay, the big sugya on these parashas with the Shvatim and Yosef HaTzadik is, of course, we're dealing with great people. We have no asaga in the godless of the Shvatim. And there was such a grave mistake which was made in sizing up Yosef HaTzadik that they thought he was a Rasha. And the Pasha, they condemned him to die and then to be sold. And the glaring question is, how could such great people make such a great mistake in the tzidkus of Yosef HaTzadik? So to help put this question and the sugya into perspective, let's just put out a couple other questions in the sugya of Yosef HaTzadik. The first dream, Hirihine kama alumasi v'gam nitzava. Every aspect of these dreams of Yosef HaTzadik are very deep and meaningful. And Yosef here says that his stock stood up, kama alumasi v'gam nitzava, and all the other stocks bow down to Yosef. Now, to portray Malchus could have been 1,001 different expressions within dreams. Like we have the second dream, the Shemesh and the Arech and the Kechavim. So what's the symbolism of Kama Alumasi V'gam Nitzava? And of course, the whole union of the Ksinus Pasdim, this mystery, what was the purpose of the Ksinus Pasdim? In the end, it just aroused the jealousy of the brothers, and Chazal say, never thought should a father favor any child amongst the other children, and this was learned out from the Ketanis Pasim. But was it just a gift and a demonstration of Yaakov's love for Yosef HaTzadik, or was there a certain purpose involved in the Ketanis Pasim? The Tzaddikim say that Yosef and Chanukah go hand in hand, that's not for now. But there are many sugyas and inyanim within Ner Chanukah which will pertain to the Parsha and to the Inyan today. For example, many pratim, at shetich l'regel min ashok, what's the kesher between Ner Chanukah, so to speak, reaching the shuk? At shetich l'regel min ashok. And that which the makom of the hanachas ha-menorah is at the Pesach. It's at the Pesach ha-bayis, etzel ha-mezuzah. Mezuzah mimin, and Ner Chanukah mismal. And then there's the dreidel, Minig Yisrael Taira, the mystery of the dreidel, the Oisios Gimel, Shin, Nun, and Hey. So let's begin with that question. That first question, the toes that the Shvatim HaKdoshim had in Yosef HaTzadik. In Parashas Vayishlach, when Esav comes with 400 men, and he approaches Yaakov Avinu, Esav is glancing at the machane, at each one of Yaakov's wives and their children. And then the Torah notes that each one of the wives and the children approaches Esav. But there's a standout here. Va'achar nigash Yosef v'rachel v'ishtachavu. They all bow down. But it doesn't mention any of the children's names except Yosef. And Yosef is mentioned before Rachel. Va'achar nigash Yosef v'Rachel. And Rashi quotes Chazal that something was going on over here. Yosef knew that Esav wanted to lay eyes on Rachel. And in order to protect her, he stood in front of her. And that's why it says, Va'achar nigash Yosef v'Rachel. And Rashi concludes that Chazal say that from here Yosef was zeichet to the bracha of Oile Ayin. Yaakov's bracha to Yosef. Now what is Oile Ayin? And what does it mean that Esav wanted to look at Rachel? So Pashtus is that Rachel was very beautiful. And Esav wasn't convinced that the sale was a good sale and that he had given everything over to Yaakov. Because originally, it was going to be Yaakov and Esav were going to be Meshudach with Rachel and Leah. Rachel to Yaakov, and then Leah to Esav, which is why Leah cried. In the end, Leah was given to Yaakov, which means that Rachel really now belonged to Esav. So Esav laying eyes on Rachel wasn't just because she was beautiful and he was an ish chitzani and he cared about these things. But there was a chashash that he may feel that Rachel belongs to him. But there's more to that. The idea of Esav looking at Rachel is not just a chemdas ayin that he had in ayin gevoya and Ayin Rechava. The Einayim of Esav are Einayim of Hezek, Mazek. Like the Gemara tells us in Baba Basra, the sugya of Hezek Re'iyah, that there's a concept of being Mazek with Einayim. And it's a machlokas we showing him in that sugya. What's the nature of Hezek Re'iyah? Is it an actual spiritual damage? Or is it just a mania from Tashmish? Meaning that he creates a discomfort for his neighbor if he can see into his yard or into his field. Some Rishonim learned that it's an actual Hezek. Hezek Re'iyah. Shemei Hezek. And this is the type of a Hezek which comes from a Baal Ayin Hara. That he's a Mazek. That the Gemara Baruch says that out of 1,000 people, 999 die because of Ayin Hara. And Esav came with 400 men, and the Sfar Makdoshim tell us, Ayin Ra is Gematria 400. And that was the 400 men of Esav. And B'derech HaMelech, Esav has an Ayin in his name, and Yaakov has an Ayin in his name. And these are the only letters which they share, because there's the Ayin Hara of Esav HaRasha, and then there's the Ayin Yaakov, the Ayin Toiva of Yaakov Avinu. But Ayin Hara is Mesiaches to Esav, that he came with 400 men, Kaminyan Ayin Ra. And he tried to be Mazik them with an Ayin Ra. To further understand this, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the Ayin Hara is Nesiachis B'yoyse to the Nachash. In Tikkun Ezayir and Tikkun Ayin, Bis Ayinin Dekorach Poi Nachash HaKadmoini. There are types of eyes that they are attached to the Nachash HaKadmoini. Or B'chol Ma Destakel Islatia. Anywhere which these eyes look, it becomes cursed. And of course we know Nachash, Esav, Hainuhach, spoken about this many times, that Yaakov is the Bechin of Adam HaRishon, and Esav is the Nachash, and this is the battle between the two. And Kamava Kamarai is, he's called Gvar Nachshirchon, Targum says, on Ish Tzayid Ish Sadeh, he's a man of, who's a Nachash. And of course he tries to bite Yaakov like a Nachash would do in this encounter. But because he's Bechin as Nachash, he has that Ayin Hara. Now what happens, as a result of this, is that Yosef stands up to protect Rachel. That means that he's willing to absorb, not just to protect Rachel, he's willing now to be Moisei Nefesh to absorb the Ayin Hara, in order so that Rachel shouldn't be affected by it. And with this we can explain and understand why it is he was Zeichet to the Bracha of Oily Ayin. Because what does it mean to be an Oily Ayin? Chazal tell us Oily Ayin means that he's above Ayin Hara. He's not affected by Ayin Hara. Because since he was stood up to protect Rachel from being hurt from the Ayin Hara, he was Zeichet to the Bracha of Oily Ayin, to be above Ayin Hara. Now, and this is the aside. And the Chiddush is that because Yosef absorbed the Ayin Hara, yes, he was unaffected by it because he did it to protect Rachel, and that was his Mesiras Nefesh and his Mitzvah. And Shomer Mitzvah Leidah Davara. But it doesn't mean that he was not affected at all by the Ayin Hara. He had an imprint of the Ayin Hara on him. There was a Roshim. It didn't go into him, he was unaffected. But there was still Epis Ayin Hara, which he was now able to use for his own Toelis. He was the Bindleman of Ayin Hara. And so therefore, the brothers, when they looked at Yosef, and they were very big tzaddikim, they were able to sniff and to sense in Yosef a tzaddik that he smelled like Esav HaRasha. Because he was, so to speak, wearing the eyes of the Ayin Haras of Esav HaRasha. But they reasoned and they thought that Yaakov is being fooled. Yosef is really Esav, and we see it. We smell it. But really it wasn't true. Because although he did have a reshim of the Einayim of that Ayin Hara of Esav, he was wearing it b'chitzonis as a levush, but it didn't go inside of him. But this was the mistake that they made in Yosef. That they downed him as Esav, and they had a precedent to say Esav. Look, Avraham had Yishmael and Yitzchak, and Ari points this out, and one was chosen and one was Nidcha. Yitzchak had two also, Yaakov and Esav, one was chosen and one was Nidcha. Here now, Yaakov had 12, and it was 11 versus 1. So what, will one be chosen, or will one be Nidcha? And this was the machlokes between Yosef and the brothers, possibly. And they felt, look, Yosef is he's the black sheep. He's the Yishmael, he's the Esav of the crop. And Vaharaya, he has that same sniff, that whiff of Esav HaRasha. This is going to be the Yesod to help us understand the whole inyan of Chanukah and understanding V'nigash Yosef HaRachel, that Yosef was now wearing the senyan of Ayin Hara and using it to his advantage. That he was wearing the Levusha. We know that Yosef has a Kesher Tadam HaRishon as well. And after the Chet of Adam HaRishon, the Torah tells us that Hashem made Kosnas Or Vayalbishem, that he wore it as a Levush. And it's brought down in the Medrash. Where did this Levush come from? It was the skin of the Nachash. So the inyan of wearing the skin of the Nachash is something which goes all the way back to Adam HaRishon, and this is exactly what Yosef did. He was wearing the Levushim, the skin of the Nachash, but he used it to his advantage. Just like Adam HaRishon was now going to go out of the gun, and he needed to be protected out of the gun. So he wore the Levushim of the Nachash to protect it. So too, Yosef was going to go down to Mitzrayim, and he needed the Levushim of the Kesonis Pasim to protect it. But the Kesonis Pasim, the Levushim of the Ayin Hara to protect it. That's why he was going to, and that's why he was able to go down to Mitzrayim. He went around as a big tzaddik in Mitzrayim, but the Mitzrayim, and even the Chartum and Paro, they couldn't be margish in him that he was a tzaddik, that there was a Kedusha that was here, because he was wearing the Levushim of Esav HaRasha. And so Paro looked at Yosef, and he's like, you're one of us. So why did Yaakov make for Yosef the Ksonis Pasim? Going back to that question, Teretz is, the Ksonis Pasim was a mixture of Shemas HaKdoshim, which were able to be Malbish, that scent of Esav HaRasha, so that the Shvatim wouldn't see in him the Esav HaRasha. That's why Yaakov made the Levush, to conceal the eyes of Esav so that they shouldn't see, and to be misled and mistaken that he was really a Bechin of Esav HaRasha. But what did they do? They took off the Ksonis Pasim, and they took a good whiff, and they said, oh, you see, he's a Rasha, just like we knew he was. We could tell from his dream it was a Rasha all along. But that's why the Yaakov made the Ksonis Pasim. It was a combination of Shema Saktayishim so that they shouldn't smell, they shouldn't see, they shouldn't be margish, and to be misled from the eyes of Esav that it really belonged to Yosef, as if he was also a Rasha like Esav as well. This avodah that perhaps Yaakov, I should say Yosef, learned from Rachel. The fact that he was Meiser Nefesh to take a blow for his mother, he learned from her. Because we know that when Yaakov married Rachel, tried to marry Rachel, he gave her simanim. And now that Yaakov was going to marry Leah and Rachel knew about it, she gave the simanim to Leah. But the Medrash says that wasn't enough. Rachel was Meiser Nefesh, that at the time that Yaakov was with Leah, Rachel was underneath the bed, because part of the simanim was that Yaakov would know that it was Rachel because of her voice. And if Leah would speak, Yaakov would know that it was Leah. So Rachel had to be present and underneath the bed, speaking and communicating with Yaakov, so that Yaakov would think that Rachel, that it was Rachel and not Leah. So look at the mysterious nefesh of Rachel, that she was under the bed. Now, to be under the bed is very interesting, because we know in Halacha even, that under the bed is a very big tumah. There's a very big tumah gedoyla, that even food which goes under the bed should not be eaten anymore. And Befrat, at the time that Yaakov was being mizdavik with Leah, there's a very big kedusha, the Shechina Shaira there, and the Sfarim say, Saviv, Saviv, Meshayim is Halacham, that the klipa surrounds the kedusha. So if the Shechina was present on the bed of Yaakov and Leah, underneath the bed is where the klipa would lie. And Rachel was there. And it could be that was a mysterious nefesh which she made in order to protect Leah. Although she knew she would be hurt by that, or she thought she would be hurt by that, she was moister nefesh anyways to be under the bed in the Makom HaTuma. And perhaps she thought that it was because of that she was an Akara. Because of that Tuma being under the bed at the time that Yaakov was with Leah to impregnate her, and she did, that was she became pregnant with Reuven. The opposite effect of that would be that she would become an Akara. But all of that mysterious nefesh to become an Akara, but really she didn't. No, that would be her greatest chus. Out of that, Yosef was born. Asaf Hashem et Cherpasi, that busha that I had to be under the bed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered up and Yosef was born. And in the same way, Yosef is born out of that mysterious nefesh of Rachel, that she was in, so to speak, oily ayin, she was above the Tumah, and that was her great chus. So Yosef was born out of that, and he also became Arle Ayin to be above Ayin Har as well. So that's V'achar Nigash Yosef for Rachel, and that comes from Rachel too. Now we find the Medrash HaGadol says, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu li Yosef, Ata Dachisas Imcha Mipnei Esav, You pushed away your mother from Esav. I mean, you stood in front of your mother. Chayecha ein zara shel Esav noifel ela biyadecha. Hashem takes an oath that Esav will fall in the hands of Yosef. As it says, Beis Yosef lehava or Beis Esav lekaash. Now, Beis Yosef lehava, of course, is a remez to the lehava, to the Esav near Chanukah. And the Beis Esav lekaash, kash is Esav and Kash. Kash is Gematria 400, which is the 400 men of Esav, which is Gematria Ayin Hara. So we see that the Beis Yosef Lehava is able to take on the Ayin Hara of Esav. That there was a relationship between Ner Chanukah, Beis Yosef Lehava, and the Kash of Esav, which is Ayin Hara. And this goes back to the incident of Yosef and Rachel, Yosef protecting Rachel from the Ayin Hara of Esav. And this is a Kesher because Beis Yosef Lehava is the Indian of Ner Chanukah. Like the pasuk begins, Beis Yaakov Esh, Beis Yosef Lahava, Esh Lahava, right? That's near Chanukah. In fact, Yaakov Yosef is Gematria near Chanukah. And that goes against Esav. So with this we can explain why it is that the halachas of near Chanukah as such, as we pointed out before. Ad shetich l'rego min ha-shok. Why does the near Chanukah reach the shok? Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us that the shuk is the place of Ayin Hara. Hayman the Aver Brei B'shukah, one who has a child walking through the shuk, u'mistafi me'in avishin, is afraid of Ayin Hara. The shuk is the place that people are watching and looking. Yachvi sidra reshe, put a yarmulke on his head, begin to loyacha in avishin l'shaltele, so that Ayin Hara can't harm him. So you see that even wearing a yarmulke is a protection from Ayin Hara. But if the child is walking in the shuk is the place of Ayin Hara. There's another Zohar which says the same thing, that there was a certain Barnash, he had a beautiful shining countenance, and he went into the shuk. Ozel b'shukah, b'hanfin ha'irim, with a beautiful face. Osu Barnash v'stakelbe, and he looked at him with Ayin Hara, v'zbaka'ene, and his eyes blew out. Because the shuk is the place of Ayin Hara. But since the Ner Chanukah is the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik, it's oily Ayin, it can go to the shuk, it can go outside the house and face the shuk and not be afraid of Ayin Hara. And that's why, again, that it's biyamin, the mezuzah, and the Ner Chanukah is b'smol. Because the Zohar Kodesh tells us, b'chol asad the sitri yamina, wherever there's yamin, ishtakach in abisha, lo shaltebe. Ayin Hara can't affect the tzad yamin. So that works out fine for the mezuzah. That's why the mezuzah is biyamin, because the shema sakdoshim of the mezuzah have to be protected. So go to the yamin. But the Ner Chanukah doesn't have any shema sakdoshim. It's a light. It's b'smol. The small should be vulnerable to Ayin Hara. No, but it's not, because since it's the Ner Chanukah and it's oily Ayin, it's the Beis Yosef Lahava, so Mamela, it's immune and it's protected from Ayin Hara. It can go to the small, to the Sitra Achva, it can even go to the Shuk and not be afraid of Ayin Hara. Adrad, to be poil in those places and not to be affected. Perhaps you can even say that this is the mezuzah and the menorah. We know that the mezuzah protects what comes into the home. The people who come to the doorpost, the mezuzah is able to make sure that nobody comes in who's not supposed to come in. But what's the inyan of the mezuzah, of the menorah? The menorah, the nechanek at the Pesach HaBayis, is because Chazal tell us that one of the gzeiros of the Yevanim was is that all the doors and windows had to be open at all times. They always had to see into the house. Why did the Yevan have to see into the house? The reason why is because the Svarim say that based on the nevuahs of Daniel, that Yevan is called the Nachash. And the Nachash is the source of Ayin Hara. And the Yevanim wanted to look into the Jewish homes at all time in order to be mazik them with Hezek Re'iyah, with Ayin Hara. And so in the same way that the mezuzah protects the people who are not allowed to come in, shouldn't be coming in, can't come into the house, the Ner Chanukah protects people looking into the house who shouldn't be looking into the house. It protects the home from Ayin Hara. So with this we can explain, after addressing Shetech HaRegel Min HaShuk, and the mezuzah, and the menorah, the letters Goishna. Why dafka the letters Goishna? So we said before, V'achar Nigash Yosef V'Racha. If you take the word Nachash, and you apply the following teaching from Kilas Yaakov, it's Maas Chayas, his Sefer on Kabbalah. He writes in the Inyan of Ayin Hara, he quotes a Sefer, Ayuma Kanigdolos. Ois hei moyam bipnei Ayin Hara. that the letter hey helps from ayin hara. Tasa oyes hey mikesef or mishama teches elastish b'ayin hara. If you make on a metal plate the letter hey, it can protect you. It's like a charm, an amulet, the kameya from ayin hara. I once went to a certain gadol and he gave me as an amulet the letter hey on kesef. I don't have it anymore, but that's what he gave to me. And this is not so uncommon. People still do that. So the ois ayin protects from ayin har. Hey. So here we have it, that the nachash is the source of ayin har. Well, if you throw a hey, if you throw the letter hey into nachash, so what happens? So take hey minus nachash. It's nigash. Right? 358 is nachash, minus 5, which is hey, is 353. That's gematria nigash. So that's a pshat. V'acher nigash yoisef erachel. Having Yosef Erachel's Gematria 400, which is the Gematria Ayin Ra. But it says Nigash, because Nigash has to protect from that. Because the letter Hey takes away. Well, if you take Hey and you add it to Nigash, it's the Osios of the Dreidel. Gimel Shin Nun Hey. Because the Dreidel, what the Dreidel represents, you spin the Dreidel, is that it wards away Ayin Ra. And that's the Inyan of the Neres Chanukah. So getting back to what we had said before, the brothers, the toast that they made, we explained the Ksonis passing, but the dreams of Yosef too. Kamal the Masiv Gamli Tzama, that was in the Sada, in the Tua. And the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Basra says that a person who goes into the field, Bisha'a, Sha'atfu'a Bikoy Masa, he damages it with Hazikriya. That's called Tfu'a Bikoy Masa Batsada. But here Yosef says, Kamal Umasi, that I stand up tall. I'm not affected by the Tfu'a. Which it was the dreams that were about Tfu'a. Tfu'a bakama, I'm unaffected. V'gam nitzava, even though there's Ayin Hara, I'm still immune and I'm still protected. That's what was the dream of Yosef HaTzadik, what he's trying to demonstrate and say to them. I'm not affected. If you want to know, you're making a mistake in me. You think that I'm like an Esav, but it's really because I took the blow, I'm Oyli Ayin, and in that tzchus, I'm zeichet to the Malchus. And I'm zeichet to the Inyan of Oyli Ayin. That was the message of Yosef HaTzadik in the dreams to the Shvatim HaKdoshim. So the Derech Remez, in understanding the Inyan of Oyli Ayin, and that's really what Ner Chanukah is, it's able to go out b'chutz, k'neged the shuk, immune from Ayin Hara. So to conclude, the Derech Remez, we had said before that Ayin, that Ner Chanukah is not affected by Hezekriya. Whatever mazik can come from the outside, Ner Chanukah is protected against it. So, Hezek Re'iya is Gematria Ner Chanukah. Hezek Re'iya is Gematria Ner Chanukah. And we light at the Pesach Habayis, where people look from the Shuk. Pesach is Gematria Ayin Ra Chanukah. And if you take Pesach B'miluay, which is the place of the Menorah, the Pesach in Ayin, so Pesach B'miluay is Gematria Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek. But even if Hezek Re'iya Shmei Hezek, Ner Chanukah is Oli Ayin.